Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Emily, President Trump's expected to sign an executive order this afternoon that would rescind liability protection for social media companies. The president announcing that he would be taking the action after Twitter for the first time slapped a fact-check label on one of his tweets about mail-in ballots. So what exactly is this going to do? If this measure goes through, if he signs this, what's it going to mean for Silicon Valley?
So we don't know exactly yet because the executive order has not been signed, though a draft of what is supposed to be the executive order has been published by various media outlets. The president, from what we can tell, intends to, via this executive order, direct federal regulators to rethink Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which has, since 1996, protected online companies from liability for content that is posted by their users and how they moderate it. Now, this was before Google existed, when Mark Zuckerberg was just a boy, so you could argue that this law might need to be reconsidered anyway and is out of date. That said, it could mean a flurry of lawsuits for all of these companies. And the president has, you know, if you've been watching his tweets, he has been firing back on Twitter. He has singled out a specific Twitter employee. Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, has responded with his own quote-unquote fact check, saying that there's someone ultimately accountable for Twitter's actions, and that is him. They will continue to point out incorrect or disputed information about elections globally. It doesn't make Twitter an arbiter of truth, quote unquote. He says the intention is to connect the dots of conflicting statements and show the information in dispute so people can judge for themselves.
Can Silicon Valley, can the social media companies fight back?
Well, certainly they will try to fight back if indeed this executive order is signed. It is unclear what power the president would actually have to, you know, force essentially the FTC, the FTC, to reconsider this particular law. But it is different. It is interesting how different social media companies are taking different stances on this. Mark Zuckerberg has been doing some interviews, the CEO of Facebook, and Facebook does not fact check political speech, though they do fact check other stories with third-party fact-checkers. And so Zuckerberg has been out there saying he doesn't believe companies should be, quote-unquote, the arbiter of truth. That has angered a number of Twitter employees, former Twitter employees, who felt it was a jab at them directly. And so you're seeing both platforms, you know, trying to handle this in different ways, but the president taking potentially an action here that would affect all of them.
Emily, what does this mean for the average social media user?
Well, look, there is the First Amendment, which protects our freedom of speech. But in general, it could mean that the average social media user might need to take a little bit more caution in terms of what they post on any of these sites. However, what is fact, what is truth, there's a gray line and a gray area there that is the reason that these companies have tried to be more neutral platforms. We've seen Twitter in this particular case taking a more active stance specifically because it applies to mail-in ballots, which they feel, if people believe statements that they claim could be misleading, then that could directly impact the election, and that is what the company doesn't want to happen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.